The third letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians states, "For you have been deemed worthy of swagger." Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host Adrian here with the main host, a man so great, he makes Tony the Tiger seem aight.
I'm Ramon.
Delicious. I mean, I'm jumping the gun here, but it's more than all right. It's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
Today, we finish the series titled, This Little Light. With an episode titled...
Higher Ground.
I like this one. I like the title. Our scripture today comes from...
The book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Delicious.
So let's get this podcast on the road. Now, I don't just want to seem gimmicky, which means I do want to seem gimmicky, but that's not all I want to do with the titles for these podcasts. You know, it's Cover, Move, Higher Ground, all tactics for us to kind of keep our mind on protecting each other, which is the goal of this podcast, you know, to protect each other, to keep each other safe. And this particular episode falls on a good week because this Sunday we read the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. And I feel it's appropriate to read it. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And you know the rest, because you went to Mass. If you didn't go to Mass, go back in time, go to Mass, and feel better about yourself. That being said, I can identify with Zacchaeus, not just on the being short part, because I am short of stature. I keep saying, you know, it keeps me humble, because I know I'm awesome. And being short kind of helps me not think too much of myself, not too highly of myself. Thank you. I'm here all week. And this Zacchaeus character, you know, yeah, he's short, but he's crafty. You know, when you're short, when you have like a little chip on your shoulder, You come up with ways to overcome, or you keep on using something as an excuse. And I don't like excuses, because like I've said before in the podcast, excuses are like butts. They stink, and everyone has one. And the whole idea behind this higher ground thing is not just the military tactic, because it is a good tactic. You know, whenever you hear something about a city on a hill, there's a good reason for that. If you're on a hill, yeah, you're visible, but also, if anyone wants to attack you, it's going to be an uphill battle. And that's kind of where that comes from, is that you want to have the higher ground because gravity's in your favor. The enemy who's trying to attack you is exposed, and you have the upper hand the whole entire time. And so we want to put ourselves in those situations where we have the higher ground, because spiritually speaking, it gives us a sense that we're reaching out to God. And when we reach out to God, He's always going to answer, because He's the one calling us in the first place. We have to remember that when we pray, it's not us taking the first step. It's us actually answering the call of God that has been there since the beginning of time.
You don't have to be approved by man if you are appointed by God. I don't follow this account. It's just some random thing that I saw on Instagram. Dude, you swear, like, you think I'm always on Instagram, but I'm really not.
I don't swear. No. It's not polite.
I just always save, whenever I do go on Instagram, I do look for stuff that's on my feed, and I save a lot of, like, little nuggets. And I saw this thing, and it made a really big, not really. It didn't make that big of an impact, but it made a big impact for the time being. It made me want to save it because it seems so fitting for what we were going to talk about. And not necessarily about not being shallow, because I think for the most part, grown men listen to this, mm-hmm. and we know, I don't know, at least I want to think, I'm just going to speak for myself. Okay. I don't care about this world, what they think of me, mm-hmm. because I know who I live for and I know what I live for. So when we talk about the higher ground, it doesn't mean that we think that we're better than anybody else. It means that our mission is to uphold people's dignity and to help lead souls to heaven. So I'm going to read that one more time. You don't have to be approved by man if you are appointed by God. And this post, it's also, it has a Bible verse, and it says, "For we speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone examines the motives of our hearts. As for human praise, we have never sought it from you or anyone else." And it just says 1 Thessalonians, so it doesn't specify where. But, wow, man. We always share stories of how we just live our faith. And once in a while, we get a bone thrown at us, something like a nice pat on the back, like, "Hey, attaboy, like, this is cool. This is what we're meant to do." And I got over myself where, like, "Oh, I don't like compliments." Remember, even like maybe like 2 years ago, I was kind of like that, like, "Yeah, I hate compliments." Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I still don't care for compliments, but it's just like, cool. Like, this is God's work manifesting itself. Mm-hmm. And I realize how important it is for me to stay on the right track, to keep going to confession, keep going to mass. And I'm just being redundant here. I want to lead my brothers to heaven. There's this there's this young kid that I work with right now. Mm-hmm. And because we're both going through the same process, and he just turned 21. And he has both his parents, but he still calls me like kind of like papa, like, but not it's not weird, because he kind of sees me like a big brother, because I'm always taking care of people. That's our mission. That's why we stay on the high ground. So that like Zacchaeus in the gospel, you know, he couldn't see the light. He couldn't see Christ. He couldn't see Jesus. So he got up on a tree. We're supposed to get up on that tree and help our brothers up there so they can see the light.
So the whole idea of this higher ground thing, and why I said it was so appropriate, is because, you know, I've been listening to the podcast because I'm a narcissist and I like the sound of my own voice. But man, like when I was thinking about this gospel, I've thought about this one for years, like since Pope Francis became Pope. But there was this one good thing that kind of stuck out when he was talking about a painting of Zacchaeus. And it was what we've been saying lately in the podcast, that, you know, like, we're not perfect. And we're always saying this, you know, it's kind of like beating a dead horse. Like, we're not perfect. We're not perfect. We're not perfect. And this idea of this gospel with Zacchaeus is that Zacchaeus is not a good man. You know, he's not someone that's well-liked, because everyone knows that he steals from people. Mm-hmm. Tax collectors were not given a salary by the Roman government. They just assumed that they were going to take more from the people that they were taxing, and that was basically their salary. And according to Father Dave Heaney, whose gospel reflections I read, either directly because I read the emails or indirectly because my wife reads them to me, according to him, Zacchaeus and all the tax collectors would take more from widows because they didn't have anyone to protect them. And when I heard that, that ticked me off. But that's the reason why tax collectors were hated. It's because everyone knew that they were taking more than what they should, and they were taking more, even more, from those who could not protect themselves. Those who didn't have the male figure, to the protector, you know, to look after them. What could they do? And this guy, a despised man among his own people, a person who everyone knew took, he still was curious about truth. He still was curious about this figure he heard so much about. You know, and it makes me think about that other quote. I think it's attributed to Saint Francis, that not to worry about not being perfect, because God has made saints out of far worse people than you. I think I heard Marquardt talk about that, mm-hmm. One of his Twitter posts. But that's an idea here. You know, you don't need to be the highest example to take the higher ground. A bunch of things have been happening, you know, and one of them, I don't feel like I have the liberty to talk about this, but I went to an anniversary. I'll keep it kind of anonymous. You know exactly what I'm referring to. But I went to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting because it was someone's 9th anniversary of not touching alcohol or drugs. And man, like it made an impact. I mean, I'm not going to give you all the stories, but just how much encouragement one person can give others, you know, can give to others. And how the people who may be deemed the worst and the least trustworthy and whatnot may be the thirstiest people for that river of living water. And so if you want to get out of whatever hole you're in, like the beauty of the gospel is that you can. The beauty of the gospel is that you should. The beauty of the gospel is that you must. And the other beautiful part is that you're never alone. And that's why I'm so grateful for this community. That's why we're so grateful that you're listening right now. And that you're praying for us. And that you're praying with us. And that you know that there's a couple of little guys in Los Angeles like praying for you. You know, I don't hear this much in like the podcasting world, you know? Like, I don't hear that much of, I mean, we're underrepresented, and I don't want to virtue signal or like say anything too California, like too California out there, but I don't know, you know, like it's this whole podcasting thing, like I don't feel a desire to stop. I don't know about you.
No.
Like I don't. And man, I'd do this for free.
Yeah.
Wait, we do this for free.
Yeah.
Technically, no, we pay to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
We get so much more in return, though.
Yeah, it's kind of selfish. Like, I keep saying that because it's true.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I feel discouraged, like, I just have to, you know, keep taking that higher ground because I know a lot of people are depending on me. You know, not just the immediate people in my family, not just you, and I depend on you, too. You know, it's like a whole beautiful ecosystem in the economy of salvation. That's taking the higher ground. It's not always more difficult, but you do have to take that first step. You do have to grab onto that branch because, you know, God is the vine, we are the branches, and we are supposed to be helping each other out to reach that higher ground.
I've read this scripture before in the podcast, and this is not going to be the last time I read it either, because
I hope not.
This is one of the best, in my opinion, scriptures out there.
Beyond 3 Corinthians. There's no 3 Corinthians.
Oh, this one's from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum
ferro
aquitur.
Hey, y'alls. So this week, I noticed I was hitting the button that indicates that I've completed the novena for the day. As we are praying for you, kind of following up on the way we close the podcast. I noticed that it's been 777 days, and it's actually been more than that. But when I push that button, I noticed that I'm like, oh, 777. That's pretty cool. Because that means that we've been praying for each other for a while now. And I just really want to encourage you to keep going. And I don't know, I just really don't know how to close it. I'm just kind of in awe and wonder of all the stuff that God is doing through this little ministry, this little community. Want to encourage everyone to keep going. And Ramon's been finding a lot of scriptures, and I kind of like this one right here.
Yeah, it's from Psalm 119, verse 37. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways.
Where does that come from? Psalm? Or what is it?
Yeah, Psalm 119.
Beautiful. Did you say that when you started? Mm-hmm. I think you did. Yeah, no. I'm just like being dumb now. That's good. I like that. Take the higher ground. Gotta stop doing the silly stuff.
Well, search. Like the closing scripture, just be a man, dude. Just freaking be a man. Like that's what we're called to do.
Yeah, just today. Just choose that today. Happy first 24 hours. Let's keep it going.